I got it. This week, the Lord's been showing me some things about my influence on other people's lives. And I know that before I got right with God, I was saved, but I was living in sin. And the influence that I had on my close friends wasn't the right influence. And a lot of people I influenced in the wrong way. Influenced them into, you know, going to the bars and things like that. And that's not right. And now that I've got my heart right with God, all the letters I can write to them, it may show them that I've changed. But still, I planted a seed there for them that wasn't right. And the Lord really, He really burdened with me with that heart this week. I was looking at the missionaries and the influence that they're having on these people's lives. We don't have the kind of missionaries that feed people and clothe people, but we influence them with the gospel. And that's the main thing. And I really praise the Lord that He gave me, as sorry as I am, the opportunity to be involved.
Amen.
With this type of church that does nothing but spread the gospel. And that just really blesses my heart. And over in Galatians 2 in verse 14, starting about the middle part, it says, "If thou, being a Jew, livest after the manner of Gentiles and not as do the Jews, why compellest thou the Gentiles to live as do the Jews?" And I applied that to myself, saying, if I, a Christian, how can I, a Christian, compel other people to live as a Christian if I don't live as a Christian should? And a real good example that I have is when I was being a little renegade, when I was in high school, Danny had gotten right with God. He had gotten saved, and he was really living for the Lord. And me and my dad were in an argument. And I said, "Well, I'm sorry. I'm just not like your precious Danny." You know, and I was, and he heard me say that. And now I realize that maybe I was bitter toward Danny because he was the influence he was on me. He was living a Christian influence.
Amen.
And even though he didn't realize it, and he may have not have seen it, he was influencing me little by little. He was planting a seed in me, and I praise the Lord for him because he was the first of the children in our family to get right with God. And he's been an influence. He's been a good, strong Christian influence in our family, and I praise the Lord for him.
Amen.
And the Lord just really showed that to me. And the Lord's been very merciful to me, and things he's done in my life just are amazing. When I first got pregnant, a friend of mine, just before that, had gotten pregnant. And she was living the same life I was, and the doctors told her, "Abort your baby. It's no way. It'll be normal." And so she did. And I didn't.
Amen.
And I really praise the Lord. But I stood by faith. And I love this because it was nothing that I did. Nothing I could do could change the fact that I was going to have a retarded baby or whatever. And it was all by the Lord. He did it all. You see, the Lord is not bound by physical factors.
Amen.
Nothing we see. Closed doors.
Right.
But you know, the Lord, He's not bound.
Amen.
He can do anything.
Right.
In the Bible it says, with men things are impossible. With God, nothing is impossible. All things are possible with God. And he defied all physical laws, and I have the most healthiest baby I've ever seen. Of course, I'm crazy, this better. But I praise the Lord for it because he had mercy upon me, and he had mercy, and he showed his love for me. And I just love that example that he gave me, that, cause see, it's not anything that I did, and nothing I couldn't do anything but just pray and have faith. And as little faith I did, He was merciful to me, and he answered my prayers.
Amen.
And he does answer prayer.
Amen.
I've seen a lot of prayers answered from this little church, and I'd be telling people about our church, and they say it all the time. "Well, you must really have a big church, and you must have a lot of rich people." I said, "Are you kidding? The only people working at our church are the women. All the men are unemployed." You know, and they say, "Wow." But I just praise the Lord for all the things that He's done for me. And he has called me to a service, and he has given me a testimony. Not saying that it's good to have a testimony like mine. It's better to have no testimony at all, to be raised where you have a testimony that you can say, "All my life I've been faithful to the Lord, and I haven't fallen." That would be the testimony I would choose if I could.
Amen.
But I can't, and he's given me a testimony that I can use.
Amen.
To help other people.
Praise
Same
God.
As Arlene. Arlene, she's not here this morning yet, but she has a testimony like mine also. She's fallen, but she didn't sit in darkness.
Amen.
Over in Micah chapter 7, I love it. It's verse 8. It says, "Rejoice not against me, O mine enemy. When I fall, I shall arise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light unto me."
Hallelujah.
And I just praise it, praise the Lord, because I did fall and I was in darkness, but the Lord was a light unto me. And he showed me that I can't be defeated because I have the victory. The Lord is my victory. And I just praise the Lord that he's brought me back and that he's given me a fellowship with Christians like y'all that just took me in and forgave me and said, "Don't worry about it. Everything's okay. As long as you're right with God, you're right with us."
Amen.
And I know that a lot of churches wouldn't do that. A lot of churches would send you away and then say, "Okay, when you have your baby or whatever, then you come back and fellowship with us." And I praise the Lord that my parents didn't do that. My family didn't do that. They stood by me and they loved me.
Amen.
And the Lord has called me to do a work with young people. I know that. I just don't know where or how or when. But I know that I don't have to wait to be a witness until he sends me somewhere.
Right.
There's a lot of people right here in this town that need the Lord. A lot of people in my situation, or even not in my situation, just young people in general that aren't right with God, that I can be a witness to.
Amen.
And they're everywhere. I don't have to go anywhere. I can do it right in my own neighborhood.
Amen.
But until he's called me to a certain place, I know that my mission field is right here with the Lord, learning his word and witnessing to neighbors and friends. And I just want y'all to pray that I'll have the boldness to witness to these young people. Amen. My little brother brings them home all the time, and I don't think I've ever witnessed to one that he's brought in the house. And that's a shame, because they need the Lord.
Amen.
And if y'all would just pray that I'd have the boldness to, every time one comes in the house, I could say, "Well, you know, what are you doing Sunday?" Or sit down with the Word of God with them and witness to them.
Amen.
And I just want to praise the Lord for his love and his mercy.
Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen.